Yud Dalet Iyar, Pesach Sheni, Sunday the 19th of May, Rabbi Shaul Dollinger, Pesach Sheni. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored, Lechvod Simchas HaBar Mitzvah of Yehuda Grosnas, son of Torah Way Magid Shir Rabbi Moshe Bezalel Grosnas, by his grandparents, Maxi Grosnas, and family. I'm sure it was last week as well, probably with two mitzvahs.
Good morning. Actually, could you say good Yom Tov, Pesach Sheni, in a certain way. We'll soon get back to talk actually about Pesach Sheni. We'll start with a different topic a little bit, which may have a relationship with Pesach Sheni. There's a common shaila in Poiskim, everybody speaks about. In fact, the rabbi that asked me to speak, he said, I shouldn't speak about this topic because it's overdone and overspoken, but we'll have to mention something which I'm sure will be a shtickle chiddush. Rabbi Itzkovich, he asked me, don't speak about this. The shayla, the bavus the shayla, what happens if a kotlan became a godel doing tzvira? Or a ger, shenis gaya doing tzvira? What do you do? So there's a big shayla in Poiskim. But we're going to speak about the part, about the Poiskim who say that the kotlan is allowed to bench Svira with a bracha, even though he did not bench before. He didn't make the bracha. Those who say if he benched before, it's easier. But let's say even if he didn't bench before. And now he became a gadol, does he bench Svira? So some shita say he does. So the question is, that we'll mention
that's
this.
What, please?
Pardon?
That's what?
Bench bracha on Svira.
On Svira. That he became a gadol in the middle of Svira. So the shaila is, even... What do you do with Tamimus? Sheva Shabbos is Tamimus Tihyeno. We even learned. So, if that's the case, if it has to be Tamimus, how is it possible that the Kotner should be able to bench Svira if he became only in the middle of Svira? It's felt in Tamimus. He didn't bench before. It has been, perhaps, it's like this. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Dav Chosayna with base. If a person negligently, he was negligent, and he didn't build a sukkah before sukkahs, he can't build a sukkah chol hamoed. Can't build a sukkah chol hamoed. But what happens if it built a sukkah before sukkahs, and then it fell? Then he's allowed to rebuild it on chol hamoed. Now what happens, what happens if a person was a kotlan before, or a ger, and he became a yid during chol hamoed? Zot Rabbelozer is allowed to build a sukkah. What's the Pella here, because the beginning, the reason why the Gemara says he cannot build the Sukkah Chol HaMoed, in case he neglected he didn't build before, because the Tfanas, the Sukkah has to be royally Shiva, has to be able to be, the term is requires that the Sukkah should be royally Shiva, and if he builds Chol HaMoed, it's not royally Shiva, but maybe he can't build Chol HaMoed. So the question is, so this person who became a ger in the middle of Sukkahs, he's royally Shiva. What's the difference between him and the guy who neglected? Zokt Rashi in the Masbid Gemara, the Meforshim and Masbid Gemara. Royal Shiva means as oi. The optimist that you could. The guy that neglected before Sukkahs, and he didn't build the Sukkah, so now in the middle of Sukkahs, by him, it is not Royal Shiva. He couldn't build it before. But Sheikh and Agirish and his guy in the middle of Sukkahs, or he was a cotton and he became a godl. By him, it's impossible to require him Royal Shiva because he couldn't have built it before. So by him, Royal Shiva means even if he has only 3 days left. Because everything is relative. Royal Shiva means it has to be Royal Shiva if he could be Royal Shiva. But if he became a guy in the middle of Sphere, in the middle of Sukkahs, he couldn't have done it before. And Mela, it's Royal Shiva.
Well,
I'll get to Tamimus in a minute. I'll get to Tamimus. Oh, very good question. That's all meeting up to the Tamimus. But I want to be explained a drop more. Memela will be explained to Tamimus. The Torah is only one Torah. The same Torah that requires a person to build a sukkah for 7 days. It's the same Torah that says that when a cotton becomes a godel in the middle of doing sukkahs, he has to build a sukkah. The Torah could have been saying that he's exempt from the mitzvah. Skenach Nizayin, that if a kotel became a godel doing sukkahs, you tell him, okay, this mitzvah doesn't apply to you, because you it's not Royal Shiva. It's impossible. Doesn't make sense. And the Torah says the person is eating the sukkah. So if he was a kotel before, or ger, he was megayed between, in the middle of sukkahs, he would have told him he's not mechuyev besukkah. Skenach Nizayin, he's a mechuyev besukkah like everybody else. So by him, the maximum is now. That's enough to be considered Royal Shiva. I'll bring one more raya, and then I'll answer your question. There's another Gemara in Sukkah, the Vavama base. The Gemara says that Sukkah, it's enough two tfanas and a tefach. Very good. So the Gemara, what happens when comes Shabbos? By Shabbos, it's not enough of a mechitza. By Shabbos, you need three walls. So what are you going to do when it comes Shabbos Chol HaMoed? So the Gemara, mi good avedoifen in your Sukkah, avedoifen in your Shabbos. And then the Gemara, frek the Rana Kasha, want you to zifakeet, mi good loy avedoifen in your Shabbos, loy avedoifen in your Sukkah, because Shabbos it's not enough to a shtickle. So since Rabbi Shabbos it's not enough of a mechitza, so it's not enough to have a Sukkah either. So why do we say that? What? Why do we say that mi good avedoifen in the Sukkah, avedoifen in the Shabbos? Zok the Rana, Teretz, that's how we'll talk. When the Torah said that you sit in the Sukkah for 7 days, and the Torah said, without the Vav, one of the Psukim, that it's enough two farmers and a tefah, did the Torah know it comes to Shabbos? Does the Torah know that one of the days is Shabbos? The Torah knew that one of the 7 days is Shabbos. So how is it fair for the Torah to say that what? That it's enough two farmers and a tefah, but the Torah knew that it comes to Shabbos, and by Shabbos it's not enough. So behekek, when the Torah says that it's enough to find us in a temple, the Torah meant even for Shabbos. So it's like the Torah said, be famous, me with Avadoy for the Sukkah, Avadoy for the Shabbos. Because it couldn't be. That's what the Rana explains to Gevaldik, Yolam, the Shavar. The Torah knew that this is Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot. Now, Mele, let's go back to Sphere.
But there's other cases of Sukkot that you know not allowed for access on Shabbos.
What?
There's other, like Sukkot that you're not allowed to access on Shabbos.
Beseda, you're right. We're discussing now the hexer of the Sukkah itself. So the Sukkah, as far as the kashrus of the Sukkah, it's enough two tfanas and a tefach. So when it comes Shabbos, it's also good. Even though for the Gabbai Shabbos, the kalochas, it wouldn't be good on a regular Shabbos. But for Sukkot, it's enough because the Torah says, the Torah knew that in Sukkot there's a Shabbos. And the Torah says that in the Sukkot it's enough. The same thing over here. The Torah tells a Jew to bench Sfira Shabbos, or also to me, Mr. Yev. So now, I'm asking you. What does the Torah mean? If a guy became a godel during Sfira, if a person was Megaya during Sfira, so he's exempt from the mitzvah from Sfira? That's his tmimis! Everything is well. That's not tmimis, that's the most you could do, just like we said over there. That's Sukkah is Roy Leshiva. So we said if he became a guy, that's his Roy Leshiva, she took him on Sukkah. It's the same thing over here. The Torah says, Shabbos Shabbos Tumimus Tiyeno. If you're able to say in the Shabbos 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 Tumimus, and if you're negligent and you didn't, so then you can't continue benching the Sfira. But if the most I could, if a guy became a gay now, if a guy became a cotton now, that's the sign Tumimus. Kedlech Nizai, the Torah said, that if a cotton became a mitzvah this week, you're exempt from the mitzvah Sfira. The Chakra said such a thing?
You couldn't say
the Efsha
because he only became a godel during. Then he can't have tzmimis, and therefore he's exempt for the whole thing.
No, because the Torah. No, how could you say that? He's mitzvah.
He's mitzvah.
Tanyag mitzvahs, but why should?
Mitzvah of the tzmimis, since he can't be part of tzmimis.
But that's. I'm trying to explain the sheet that says that he could. I figure that's the way. Okay, they're going back now. The Minchas Chinuch and Simen Mitzvah Shin Pei discusses this inyan about Pesach Sheni. He asks the question, what happens if Moshiach will come this morning, any moment? We may hear the shofar, and Moshiach is here, and we'll build the Beis HaMikdash instantly. It comes down with the Neshamayim. It won't take 7 years like Rosh Hashanah Melech. It will come down right away. The Beis HaMikdash will come. Do we build the Kom Pesach or not? Today it's the Yalam Aisa. Do we build the Kom Pesach? Well, in London it's even easier because the night goes way at Ishbet. So there's still time in the afternoon to prepare everything. So what happens if Moshiach will come, Mir Tzashem, and the Beis HaMikdash is built sometime this morning? Do we bring the Kom Pesach or don't we bring the Kom Pesach? So the Rambam Paskins, in Hilchas Kom Pesach Perikei Alocha Zayin, a Gershin is Gaya, v'chei Kotten, continuing the same topic, what happens if a Gershin is Gaya between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Does he bring the Pesach Sheni? Because normally we say that if he was with Tzuva Pesach Rishon, then and he didn't do it, if he was an Oynes, then he could bring a Pesach Sheni. But what happens if a guy only became a Yid between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Does he bring the Korban or not? So the Rambam says Chayiv. A chayiv, he has to bring a kom pesach. A person became a cotton, a godl, became a godl between pesach isha and pesach sheni, he brings a pesach sheni. So you see from the Rambam holds that a cotton is, but yet the Rambam says at the end of the halacha, that what happens if a pesach rishon, he was memuna, there was a family, incorporated him, made a minyan in the Korban Pesach and Pesach Rishon. So then he's part of the Pesach Sheni. Again, if he did not bring the Korban, no one had he had no connection with Pesach Rishon, and he became a god of Pesach Sheni. Between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he has to bring a Korban Pesach Sheni. But what happens if there was a minui in the family incorporated him in Pesach Rishon, in the minui, so then he's part of Pesach Sheni. So the Keser Mishnah asks the Kasha, why? How, the minui, why does the minui have any value? The cotton has no kshivas, his mice has any, there's no value, the cotton. Just like the Gemara says, a shoyte, if he eats matzah on Pesach, and he was a shoyte, well, he wasn't not normal, so then he has to eat matzah again when he becomes normal, because a shoyte doesn't have any kima mitzvah, the same thing a cotton not. So how come? The Rambam says in the beginning of the Halacha that if he becomes a kotel in the middle, so then he has to be chuyu Pesach Sheni. And yet the Rambam says at the end that what happens if he was a minui on the first Pesach Rishon, then he's part of a Pesach Sheni. But what happened in Pesach Rishon? The minui didn't count because a kotel doesn't have any value. So that the Keser Mishnah brings a teretz in Marie Kurkus that heyois that what the teretz requires. Torah required there should be a minui also from the whole family, sela voice. In Memelis, like the Torah says, that the Torah incorporates also the cotton in the minui. In Memela, he is part of a Pesach Sheni. But more than that, people explain it before Shem, that Heyois, the minui from the Pesach issue was made by a godel, was made by a person which is a godel, so therefore has a power. If the cotton cannot do any nochanami. If a cotton eats matzah or something, has no value. But over here, the godel made the minui for him. Since the godel made the minui for him, then it has a value, and then maybe he's part of a Pesach Sheni.
Are you mechalik by a mitzvah that's connected to like eating rather than something that's like more of a like putting on tefillin or like being sofer, that it's like a different level of mitzvah, and therefore like a cotton has.
Yeah, and what we're saying, if the cotton himself executes the mitzvah, has no value. But over here, the godel was the one who executed the pe'ula, and he was the man of the cotton, so maybe that's what has a value. That's the answer that they said. But the Gemara says in Yuma, Davov, the Gemara says Kasha, what happens, how did the Kohanim put on the big kahuna? How did they exactly happen to the putting on the big deal? How did it go? So the Gemara says, Mada Hava, what do you mean? You can't discuss today what happened in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. What happened? How did they put on the big kahuna? Mada Hava. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. But we're talking about now. When the Beis Hamikdash will come now, how are we going to work out the big kahuna? How are they going to work it out?
Might not come in.
One second. No, because we have to know to prepare the kahanim how to do it. There's a question how to make the how to put on the big kahuna, what goes first, what goes second. So the Gemara says, when it comes to Beis Hamikdash, we also love or Bekorev, so since Moshe V'Aaron will be here, so they're going to tell us, forget it, don't worry about it. So the Zel Bazaar, they say, the God be Pesach Sheni. We're asking a Shiloh whether what? Whether Pesach Sheni. If a guy was Megai or a cotton became a God between Pesach and Pesach Sheni, what's going to be? Zogzechnish. If the Mashiach will come today, it'll be a Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Moshe Aaron also, they're coming along. If they're coming along, they'll already tell us if you have to bring the common Pesach and Pesach Sheni today. And the Tkufa from Svira, we have to give it some thought. You know, we are Mekayim Svira by benching Svira, not listening to music, and certain things you don't shave and so on. But this is like outside type of procedures. But let's think a little bit deeper. What does Svira tell us? What does Svira entails? What does it mean, the Svira? Someone made a notice, statistically, there were 24,000 Talmidim that died within 33 days. Mathematically, it comes out that every day, on average, there were 770 Levayas. 770 Levayas a day. Could you imagine? Rahman al-Islam, any community, if someone passes away, it's a tragedy. Young, old, two people in the same day, the same community, would be a helskeshay. Two Levites the same day in the community, people will go mishuga. 770 Levites in one day. Could you imagine? Chman al Islam loyalenu. Rabbi Akiva had to see a hesped every day. 770 times has paid him. I don't know how he was able to. Everybody, he missed each hesped, he had to say something different about a different time. How is it, child? another statistic. 33 days of Eilus, and the 3 weeks is 21 days of Eilus. How much is 21 and 33? 54 days a year a Jew has to prave Avelis. 54 days a year. That's 16% of the year a Jew has to prave, has to mourn. 33 days in the Sfira, 21 days Bechol Beis Hamikdash, 16%, more than 16%. That's like every seventh day he has to prave Avelis. What does that mean? Because when the Torah requires a Jew, if you want to build a future, you've got to think about the past. It's a famous expression. But it's 16% of our lives. We have to pravavela. Think about Chum Beis Hamikdash. Think about the Chum Betamidei Rabbi Akiva. That's ingrained in our DNA. We have to think about the Kseder. It's not just a question. We've been Sfira today. We don't listen to music. And that's it. The Sfira passes by. No, there's much more deeper than that. In the Sfira time, we have to think, what happened to this Kufa? What's the Chum? What happened to Midei Rabbi Akiva? And I saw Yerushalmi recently, which I hold is mamish mind-boggling. We know there's a famous expression that Rabbi Akiva says, "V'ahavta l'racha kamoicha, zeh klal gadol b'Torah." Yeah, we know, every boy in cheder knows, "Zeh klal gadol b'Torah, v'ahavta l'racha kamoicha." But the Yerushalmi says something interesting. The Yerushalmi in the Dorem, Perek Tes, Mishneh Dalet. So the Yerushalmi says, "Nachon." The Yerushalmi brings down, quotes Rabbi Akiva, that says, however, the Rishami adds someone that disputes what Rabbi Akiva says. And he says, "Ze sefer m'tildos odom, ze klal godol mize." There is a klal even bigger than Rabbi Akiva's klal. "Ze sefer m'tildos odom," it's a posuk in Bereishis. "Ze sefer m'tildos," this is the book of humanity. It's a book, "Ze sefer m'tildos odom," that's the sefer of menschheit. Of humanity, of human beings. Why does that have to do? What's the parallel between this pasuk and what Rabbi Akiva is saying? The Hesbo is very simple. When Rabbi Akiva says, how many people are here? It's me and him. You have to respect and love your fellow friend like yourself. But how many people are here? Two, me and him. Comes Ben Nazai and says, Zatos, they're not two people, there's only one person. The Sefer told us Sodom. We are all coming out of Tzelem Elokim. It's Al Tzei Mensch. It's one person. It's one person. It's not two people. And that's even a bigger cloud than Rabbi Akiva says. Because Rabbi Akiva said that it's two people. And Ben Nazar says, no. We're all one. We're all one. The Sefer told us Sodom. And there's a Hesbo like this. The Gemara says in Metziah of Samar Beis. There's a Machoikes. And also Rabbi Akiva Mepturo. A person is going on the way. And he's got a Kriegel, a vessel of water. And the water is enough only for two people. Only for one person, I'm sorry. Only for one person. And if both people drink the water, they'll both perish. There's not enough water for this to survive. Only for one. What do you do? Rabbi Akiva says, Chayecha Koidmen. You have to drink, if it's your water, and not him. What could we do? It's an oinus. You don't mean to kill the other fellow, but there's not enough water for one. So it's you, life is before the enemy. Kumsi gave me a petur, and he says, no. You're going to drink, and your fellow person will die? No such a thing. Both drink, even though at the end both will die. Zok the Malbim, Machlekes is told the Tiana Machlekes. Rabbi Akiva looks at same mention. I'll be given to these two people. These two people, Chayecha Koidmen, I'm before the other one. Ben Petura goes to the Shita from Ben Nazai. There's not two people, there's only one person. If there's one person, it's like me drinking for one side of my mouth and not the second. It's not Chayech. How can I drink and not my fellow? It's not him, it's one person. It's one person, so we both have to drink because we all want. It's a megalik. And therefore, Yishalmi explains the inyan from the comma. First, he wants to take the comma from his friend. His friend did him something not well. He wants to give it back to him. It must have been the comma. So Yishalmi, that's what Yishalmi is going on this Mishnah. So Yishalmi, if a person is knocking a picture in the wall, and by mistake he cuts his finger, with a hammer, he cut his finger. The right hand cut the left hand. Would you say that the left hand could hit the right hand now? That's the Yerushalmi's words. You can't hit the right, you're going to punish the right hand for hitting the left hand. He said the same thing here. How are you going to take the comma? Someone did you in. Someone did something to you. So now you're going to take the comma and give him back. It's like the right hand hitting the left hand. Because it's one goof, it's one person. That's what the Yerushalmi is going on this of this Benazai. So what do? We spoke about, we hear, we understand. Okay, Sviga, we have to think, we are one people. But what do to get out of this situation? The only answer is to make up for the chum for Tamid de Rabakiva, Shalokav Zebazeh, that's to do chesed. To do chesed one to the other. After the chum Beis Hamikdash, Sir Rabbi Yeshua was crying, one of the Tanoim was crying. Couldn't stop himself from crying. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, why are you crying? You're crying because the chum Beis Hamikdash can't bring any more korbanos. You do chesed. Chesed is kapora, just a korbanos. Just like Beis Hamikdash, we have a korbanos, and the korbanos brings the kapora for Klal Yisrael. The same thing in Ma'aseh Chesed. You do a chesed for Yenem, it's bechaper, just like korbanos. That's what he told. Get involved in chesedim. The Gemara says, when Ram Gamliel married off his son, there's a mission Kriyas after his war. Interesting Mishnah. Ram Gamliel was preparing for the wedding of his son. There was no catering service those days. Did you call up a catering service? And you sit on your couch and you call up and you say, okay, I want 200 portions, and I want, you know, if they send you before in an email, they send you all the different types. You say, okay, I want, you know, group C, and the Zell, and then you go back to your learning. But you, the chassid is all mesuder. You know, you ordered it, and you wanted the group C, and just hang a little about the price a little bit, and instead of 20 pounds, you want 15 pounds a portion, or maybe more, and that's it. The wedding is mesuder. You come there, you have everything you need. Abramil, in those times of Tanoim, they had to go to the market and get the flesh and get the thing and shech it. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, they went to help Rabbi Gamliel to get the chicken, to get the flesh, to get the ox, to get the flesh for the market. The Tanoim, they went to help the Chavra, to help Rabbi Gamliel to go get the market, to get the flesh. Chesed is something which is unbelievable. Today we live in a life that Chesed is so... When was the last time that we went to a hospital to be Mevaka Choyle? Not someone from our family. No, someone from our family, you had to do it. Someone in the community, you know, someone wasn't feeling well. When was the last time that we went and we told our family, I'm sorry, as a mitzvah from Gemilas Chasodim, Gemilas from Chesed, I'm going to the hospital to visit somebody. When was the last time we did that? You know, it's appalling. It's such a mitzvah deraisa, Gemilas Chasodim. We forget about such things. We live in a different life. We have to work, get out of that system, get out of the regular nature of simple life, with all the luxuries that we live today, and go out of our way and do something for the other one. That's the way we mechaper the thing. What happened to Tamid de Rabbi Akiva? Tamid de Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin of Samaches, Rabbi Lozer HaGodol, Rabbi Lozer, and there's a Pirkei de Rabbi Lozer that says, that Rabbi Lozer was 28 years old, and his father had a farm, and he used to plow the fields. He used to ride on the oxen and on the donkeys, and he used to plow the fields, and he used to lift up the stones in order to be able to plow the field. You got to take away the stones, you have to make it that it should be neat to be able to plant the area. So he was crying all the time. He was 28 years old and he was crying. So his father says, his father's name is Hurkanus. So the father, Hurkanus, asked his son, Elozer, why are you crying? He says, because daddy, I don't want it. Plow the fields. I want to go learn. I want to go Torah. I want to know. I'm an ignorant. I'm an amoritz. I want to learn. She said, no, you're already 28 years old. Forget it. It's passé. You don't. You get married. You have children. You learn Torah through them. But you yourself already, you can't do it anymore. He did not accept what the father told him. He kept on crying. Then it says in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, Yikum Elio Anovi, and said, okay, there's a solution for you. Go to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he will teach you. So that's what the Gemara said. Chazal tell us. He went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai started teaching him Aleph Beis, and Beis Gimel, and Gimel Dalet, then one halacha every day, another halacha, till finally he became the Godel Hador, Rabbi Lozer HaGodol. He was the Godel Hador, 28 years old. He didn't know anything. Imagine, it's the same thing like Rabbi Akiva when he was 40. Let me show you, it's interesting. Chazal tell us this little thing that a person could never give up. But anyways, Rabbi Lozer HaGodol was a Talmid Chacham, the Godel Hador. He was 28 years old when he had no alibis. So the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that he was sick, old age. He wasn't feeling well. So the Tanoim went to visit him. So the whole Gemara, they went to visit him. What were the circumstances of the visit? But at the end, the Gemara says that he told the Talmid, how come he didn't come to visit me till now? And we're talking about before, you have to go visit, you have to say, no, why the sense? Because he was a Chayram. It's a Gansazach. But the Maisa, he did ask his Talmidim, why did you come to visit me until now? So they said, we didn't have time. Whatever, they gave an excuse. So he didn't like that excuse, so he gave them a klola. He says, all of you, Achmona Litzlal Aleinu, will die with a Misa Mishuna. All of you will die with a Misa Mishuna. You weren't mitchatzev, you weren't respectful till you're ready, b'meila you'll die with a Mishuna. So Rabbi Akiva says, Rebbe, what's going to be with me? What happened to me? What Misa will I get? Oh, you? You're going to have a Misa worse than everybody else. And that we know in Chazal how Rabbi Akiva died. So Rashi explains, why Rabbi Akiva is going to get a bigger Misa than all of them? Because Rabbi Loza told Rabbi Akiva, you are so huge, you are so vast, your knowledge, you're so huge, you're such a personality, that if you would have been mishamish me more, if you would have served me more, you would have learned by me more, how much more you would have grown, how much more Klal Yisrael would have gotten from you, how much more Torah Klal Yisrael would have had if you, Rabbi Akiva, would have been mishamish me. Mamish, it gives us a tremendous responsibility, how much each one of us has to grow, to be mashpia on others. That's why in the Parshas Emor it says, "Lahazek agdoilim alaktanim." The message here is not only for the Kohanim to teach the Gdoilim alaktanim. The message is for all of us. All of us, every Yid, has an obligation. "Lahazek agdoilim alaktanim." We all have to teach the new generation. We all have to teach our children. And really, we have to start teaching ourselves. But in certain ways, we are Ktanim too. So we have a part of God that we, in age, we are maybe adults, but we are Ktanim in knowledge. So we have to teach ourselves to grow bigger so we're able to have hashpah on others, to have an influence on other people. That's a very, very important thing. A person has to look, grow alive. It says, Vayetze Yaakov in Beersheva. Zuktrashi, Vayetze Beersheva. Yaakov left Beersheva, Ponoziva, Ponadoro. The glance, the beauty of the city disappeared when Yaakov left. So somebody asked the Rebbe Vos, what do we care that when Yaakov left Beersheva, so that the beauty of the city disappeared? So what happened, like you said, the Gemara in Yuma. Masha'ava. The answer is, a person has to live to a certain standard of life, that when he lives his community, he makes a roshim, makes an impression. That person is missing. Yaakov is not here anymore. Reuben is not here. Shimon is not here. He used to be in shul. His davening was superb. He davened with such fervor. We all looked at him and we davened and we tried to emulate what he did. But he's not here anymore. It's missing. And that's the way he does to behave. This was the spirit of such a bald stalker. He moved out to another town. The stalker is missing in town. We have to try to make up for what this town is missing. A person has to be mashpia. A person has to influence the community. The person has to influence everybody else. And of course, first of all himself and then his family. And if we do that, we behave and we lift up our behavior and we lift up and we do more chesed and so on, so then we are able, mitzvah Hashem, to bring the gula and to make up for Tamid Rabbi Akiva and to build a new generation of Yeshua Bekorav. And maybe even today, we'll be zecher for the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll have to bring the Pesach Sheni.